Welcome back to Brews with the Homies. This is your host, Brews with D-Bro. On this episode, we have James making his triumphant return to Brews with the Homies. We got Brews with JB, and we got Heron Brews here. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Hey. What's up?
Doing pretty well.
So on this episode, we're going to focus mostly on two beers, and then we're going to kind of keep you guys updated on what's been going on. We haven't really done a long episode to kind of inform everybody what we've been going on, what we've been up to. We've just been kind of mostly posting bite episodes. So this will be an episode where you kind of get to catch up with the homies.
Yes, sir.
So the first beer, this is a beer that Heron has brought. Heron, what is the beer that you brought for today?
Tell us the story behind getting it.
So it's El Cedro from Jester King, which James and myself, my brother, we traveled out there for James's like 30th little celebration thing. He's not 30 yet, but he wanted to get out there before it was too hot because it, even when we went down there a couple weeks ago, it was still pretty warm and nice and humid. So it was a good decision to go before your 30th.
It was very humid. 90%, fellas.
Jesus Christ.
It's fun. It keeps you nice and hydrated out there. So this one is a hoppy cedar age ale. Don't really know what the hell that means, but maybe we should just go ahead and taste it.
Hey, I'm always down.
I'm always down.
Yeah. Because is it supposed to be like smoked?
I don't know. We're going to find out. I really
smells like a Saison.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Oh, yeah.
And then this one is batch number 14 from September 2022. So it's about a year and a half. Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not too like sour.
Hoppy cedar aged ale. Well, it really does remind me of a Saison.
Yeah, it has like that... that yeast character.
Yeah, it has the yeast characteristic in it that was like, I don't know. For some reason, my palate's like, yo, are you sure this is a hoppy cedar? This is more like a Saison.
Yeah, because it's like aged. So you're going to have Hill County, well water, malted barley, malted wheat, hops, mixed culture of brewer's yeast and native yeast and bacteria. So in this hoppy cedar aged farmhouse, it's a farmhouse ale. So that's where you're getting that little funk to it and everything. Mm. Fresh, piney, tropical hops go through a biotransformation during fermentation with native yeast and bacteria to present much differently than before. Unfiltered, unpasteurized, and 100% naturally conditioned. Damn.
Man.
So, hey, the flavors are there. I'm digging it. Nice little funkiness to it.
So, by cedar age, I'm sure they threw it in, like, what? Cedar barrel or some random shit?
Yeah,
like,
I would assume that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not really smoky, but it kind of has like a woody characteristic to it, for sure.
Yeah, I think,
it's nice.
I think the wood characteristic is like that flavor you get towards the end. Because like what happens with me is I get like the Saison sensation, but then the more it sits and then once I the more it goes through your body and stuff, you're like, oh, wow, yeah, there's some cedar in this. This is actually pretty like tasty. Like, I know not a lot of people like Saisons. I know a lot of people don't like cedar and stuff. But this is definitely one that you have to give it a try. Like, I was surprised. Like, when you guys were talking about it before we hopped on the pod, I was like, I'm not too sure how I'm going to feel about this one. This is, like, one of those ones where, like, you look at it and you're just like, is it too crazy? Is it worth it? Like, do I just gamble on it? And honestly... just fucking full send it.
Yeah, it's like that whole thing of like farmhouse ales, all that shit, Saisons, all that. Like with Solaris, when we have those funky bottles. I like this one. It's just, if you've ever had like cedar plank salmon, anything like cedar, like I feel like even some bourbons, maybe whiskeys have that. But the characteristic, it's nice, refreshing, maybe a little bit of dry bitterness to it that gives you more of that little funky taste, but it's not overly funky, which is great, and it's not like overly smoky or woody, so it's a good balance of the two flavors, and it's light. It still tastes light at 6.5%, so yeah, I enjoy it. It's a cool one. James, what do you think?
It's okay.
Not your favorite?
It's not my favorite. Yeah, I know Saisons and stuff are not my... cup of tea, but this isn't too bad. I mean, I'm not gonna hate on it too much. This is a good one. I like it a lot. shirt's coming off.
Okay. 3.7 for me.
Honest.
That's fair.
That is fair. That is pretty fair on that.
Yeah, I think you're kind of close to the global rating on that. I think the rating on here on Untappd is around a 3.9. Okay. So, you know, you're right in that range. Because I know that's the whole thing, right, with styles of beer. I don't think this one in particular is a style that a lot of beer drinkers gravitate towards. So generally speaking, Saison, farmhouse ales, all that funky stuff gets lower ratings. It's unless you get the fans of, let's say, like Solaris, where people are expecting certain things and you're getting these combination of flavors, you see a little bit higher ratings. Yeah, kind of in that boat with James, where not my favorite. I like it. I'm glad that Heron brought it back. Something cool to try on the pod and share with you guys, but it's leaning more to like a 3.9-ish for me.
Okay.
Like right under the 4 mark.
Heron, what do you think?
I think, like, I don't know. I've got incredible head retention on this thing. Like, I don't know what is going on. There's not like, yeah, it's just the head retains so well. And it's like nice and fluffy too.
Yeah.
And we're having it at a temperature that's like right around like 50 something degrees. So that's like nice, like Saison territory. And then Jester King is just known for this style too. So I really see this as a beautiful moment right now. And I think we're having it at optimum everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's ranked pretty high. I would say for me, I enjoy this. I enjoy that it's like that farmhouse that's not like super acidic.
Okay.
You know, it's just like that nice, relaxed, like super chill, super humble farmhouse.
Yeah.
And I just think because I was able to go to the brewery itself, you know, you just think about all these goats that are on the ranch and you're just like hanging out. They even had like a little goat tour thing. James and my brother really didn't want to go on that. I thought it would have been cute, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going on goats for my 30th. Maybe goat yoga in the morning. They had goat yoga.
They did have goat yoga. Cool. Like,
that'd be dope.
What are you trying to say, James? You're not a goat?
I mean, I'm not going to look at goats.
So you're not the greatest of all time?
I am. I don't want to look at any other goats,
hey,
bro.
He'll do yoga with the goat, but hey.
Yeah, you got to do an activity.
I'm not going to go stare at some fake
goats. I'm not going to have
I am the goat.
I'm not staring at any other goats. I'm going to be hanging out with the goats.
Oh,
interactive with the goats.
I see what you're doing here. I see what
you're
putting
out. I ain't looking at them. They're going to be messing with me. You know, we're going to be doing things together.
I got you.
Yeah. So I collab on things.
Yeah, downward dog is, you know, goats on my back, so.
Okay. I got you.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do the yoga.
Well, that's why you're not a goat, bro.
Like, yoga's cool. Like, you can meet, like, people there that do yoga. I don't know, functional, I guess, training and all that stuff, all good stuff. Everyone stay healthy out there.
Yeah.
Stay mobile.
It's funny because as we sit here and we're shooting the shit about Jester King, I see the Jester King bottle that we had on a previous pod way back in the day. I feel like it's been already maybe almost 2 years, but the little cat one that we did. Yeah. I think that was the episode where Dustin had to stick his thumb in the green cheek that fucking wanted to whoosh.
Oh, was it that one?
I think it was that episode.
Wow, what the rice pudding.
Yeah,
what a small world. I love that.
We did the Jester King one because I see it back there.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? That episode, we never recorded video. For you guys that are watching on video, it happened behind Joseph in that area.
It used to be a table.
Yeah. It used to be a table there. And that was one of the craziest episodes that we've had here.
It's one of the best ones for
sure. Yeah, it's one of the best ones. We highly recommend, if you want to see what we're talking about, you'll have to go to that episode.
Now that I think about it, like, we could have a round table kind of episode with a 360 camera.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that'd be kinda cute. It wouldn't be like high quality because 360 cameras are what they are, but like,
it'd still be kind of cool.
It'd be really neat. Yeah.
So, before we get too far off of this, because you guys all talked about this beer.
You need to run.
Yes. I'm with Heron on this. This is a very beautiful beer. This is very, like he said, very optimal to have it at. And for me, I like the funky stuff. I like the Saisons. I like the farm ales. This is definitely one, if I saw it at Corey's, I'd be like, yeah, that's speaking to me.
Yeah, we've definitely gotten a few from
there
before.
I will definitely say, like, the Saison flavoring on the front end that I get, I think enhances the beer. And then everything that is in between and towards the end is just like part of the journey of this beer. And it's like a well-painted picture. I mean, quite frank, to look at the art on the bottle and my taste buds, that's exactly what it kind of tastes like.
That little tree monster is going to get you?
Yeah. How you feel? And then, it's a great drink. Yeah, I will honestly rate this one a lot higher than all of you guys, and actually higher than the global rating, because this is a style that I like. And I'm going to be quite honest, I'm giving this a 4.7.
Oh, damn.
I like the weird shit when it comes down to this. And it does remind me of a good, like, Pure Project Saison or a Solaris Saison. Like, this is like a signature, like, taste that I, like, really enjoyed. So, like, hats off to Jester King on that. They knocked that one out of the park for me. Like, for my weird taste flavors of this, perfect for me.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. And it was so heartbreaking to hear, like, you guys talk about it over there on the right side. And just kind of like, oh, man.
No,
that's cool about it.
Best part, because I was like, man, I'm not getting, like, what they're saying. Yeah. Like, this is delicious.
No, I get it. And that's what's cool about it, because it's not that I'm saying, like, it's bad in any means. I'm enjoying it. I think it's great in the ways. But, like, for me, I've had so many farmhouse sales. I've had so many funky styles. And it's in that realm where I'm not saying my 3.9 is particularly bad. I mean, put that on a scale of 100, you're still at a really good rating in theory. But, I mean, I think it hits a lot of good points. I'm not saying it's one of those beers to where I would never drink it again. It's just something I'm not going to go out and seek.
It's one of those beers that you have to plan to have.
Yeah, and it's something that where I wouldn't drink the whole bottle, right? And I think that's kind of what brought me down a little bit, because it is good, but it's not like that funky flavor or something unique to where I'm just so picky nowadays, having crazy styles, different flavors, and we just gone through so many unique beers that I think I'm just a little bit harsher on grading. And, you know, with James not necessarily liking the style, I think his rating was fit for it too, so... You know, we're a little bit more picky on this side over here.
So, JB, you mentioned an episode from 2 years ago, right? And before I introduce this next one, I have to, you know, share something with the group here. Like, I've already sent the video to the group. But 2 years ago, May 22nd of 2022 was our first ever live event where we did a live episode with a couple of the guys from Beer Zombies and Blue.
Yeah.
This is where you got to meet a lot of the guys behind the scenes that kind of educated us, showed us different beers, different styles. Well, this year is our second year anniversary of that event. Yes, and sir. I saw the video of the graveyard and I was like, how the fuck did we do that?
Yeah,
like, that is crazy to, like, look back at it. And, like, we haven't really done a big event since then because... just everybody's been crazy busy and we haven't had enough time to plan something, but that's something that I kind of want to get back to. And I definitely want to make sure our audience this time has a well amount of time to go to the next event. So we might do something towards the end of the year, maybe early 2025, just to get the planning going, but we're definitely going to bring it back, because like getting a chance to talk to everybody that has listened to the episodes or people that were just walking in saying, hey, what's going on here? And just to share the different beers and just kind of have everybody's live reaction was a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
And to us, now we've been doing this for, what, now? Almost four years?
Yeah, I know, right?
And so I just wanted to say, fellas, like, this journey has been awesome. And, like, I can't wait for our next event. I can't wait to keep doing more episodes with y'all. And I just wanted to share that with you guys, because that's a big part of our starting with Bruce, with the homies here. So I wanted to share that with the audience, wanted to share that with you guys here. And I'm going to go ahead and dive into the second beer.
Yeah, right before you do, we got to get back into it, because even after that, we've done the birthday shares, which were incredibly fun. And we
those are birthday shares. Yeah. It's not like...
They're still elevated. They're
elevated, but that's more towards... Like
the person
of the group instead of the whole group.
And
sure.
And that's where I think, too, it'll be fun to in the meantime, maybe we'll do another birthday share to get everything going, and then we'll plan that big event.
Yeah, see how everything turns
out. And we
out.
Need to go into it, because it is fun. Like, it was a cool thing, and looking back at the memories, we had so many cool...
Dude, look at that head that you got on the pour there, my dude.
Yeah, look at Heron's going all out with a nice little pour there. Even when I poured it the first time, in the picture that you guys will see on the episode and that Heron puts in there, James's pour had just such a nice head retention. It was bubbling up perfectly, and so... Yeah, everything was nice on that one, but D-Bro will take it away with the next beer.
All right, so this is a beer that Joseph picked up when he was in California. He picked this up at Solaris. This is a Solaris Beer Zombie Horse collab.
Oh.
It is what is to come. Yes. It's kind of like a post-apocalyptic ordeal photo here. It's a blend of rye wine and an imperial stout aged in rye whiskey barrels with caramel, West papaya, and Brazilian vanilla beans and sugar maple spirals. Maple spirals. And it doesn't even say what the percentage is on this.
I think it's 15%.
What, 15%? Yes, oh, yep, sir. It says it right here.
Hair and I are like, what the
fuck? I'm in danger.
Strong out. So
it's a 15%er. So JB and I, we had this on tap for the Beer Zombies 420
yes,
event,
we
right?
Did, yep.
And when we had it on tap, it was fucking delicious.
It was very good.
So we got lucky, and we got there when they were changing out the lines and stuff. So we got to try some of the stuff before they were allowed to sell because they were... Their big thing was, hey, 420, this is when everything's going to be available. We got there a little bit earlier because we knew this bottle was going to be sold there. We knew, like, there's exclusive stuff going to be there. And when we got there, there wasn't a lot of people there just for the bottles or for the cans. A lot of people were just there to get their spots early for the 420 event. And let me tell you, the beer, phenomenal.
Yeah, that's where I had some Brujos. We had this and some other stuff, but... Mortalis, barrel aged
style. We had Mortalis. Oh, we had a lot of stuff. But everybody, I just want, before we cheers, I want everybody to take a smell. Tell me what's the first thing that comes to your nose.
Ooh, man, I get like a nice caramely sweetness, like chocolatey.
Yeah. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Heron? Caramely.
Chocolate. Definitely kind of like, I don't know, like a roasted caramel, kind of like a, yeah.
I'm getting the sugar
like maybe
maple.
Even like a little like sugary oatmeal.
Yeah.
Like
I'm getting the maple smell right off the top. But until let's cheers, fellas. Tell I want to hear what everybody
hey,
thinks.
Rye whiskey, barrel
rye whiskey and rye wine.
Ale.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Heron, don't you dare.
A blend
you
of rye
cheers
wine
me,
and imperial stout.
I'm so deep into this right now.
Ooh, this temperature that we're having at right now is absolutely perfect. Oh my lord!
Temperature seems to be like the kind of focus of this episode.
Yes, and I'm gonna tell you right now, this was not one times, not two times, not three. It's like five times better than when we had it on draft.
Yeah. I almost get it like a red licorice
holy
on the nose
shit.
Too.
Like
it's not even licorice. It's
Heron and I had this conversation. So we had No Joy before. That was from Solaris and Horus. Absolutely incredible, strong ale, and Silver Stamp had it on draft. It was absolutely delicious. Thanks. I think it was like 17%, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
trying
still,
to die or what?
Huh?
Trying to die or what?
Oh, of course.
17%.
Delicious. Still had a lot of the characteristics, but wasn't as good as the bottle. The bottles of that No Joy were absolutely incredible to perfection. Still one of my favorite. I have one more in the fridge. This is everything I'm looking for out of the bottle. Like on draft, still, me and Dustin fucking loved it. We killed
the taster pretty fast.
Yeah,
but
we
honestly,
just fucking threw it back.
Like it was like one of those ones you had like your first sip, you're like, oh, this fucks. And then you had your second sip, then you had your third sip, you had your fourth sip, and you're like,
oh, it's gone. So it was like smooth, right? So it was like a lot smoother than this, and it had a little bit less of like the barrel.
I will say though, the flavors in the bottle are more predominant, and more aggressive.
Yes, definitely,
and
I agree with
on
that.
On tap, I feel like we lost some of the flavoring because
I think it's just the carbonation. Like me and Heron talked about.
But I will have to say this: you get everything that is listed on the label. You get the maple syrup. You get, or not maple syrup, the maple sugar. You get the vanilla beans. You get the rye. You get the wine tasting. You get the barrel. It is just a well-rounded beer. And I think for this one, like, I'm going to just get my rating out the way because I'm already glazing this beer. It's a 5. Like, on tap, it was a 5, but this just takes it to the next level, and it's a 5 again. Like, if I'm using James's world-famous rating on the nude beach in Spain, I'm fucking nude, like, running around that, going crazy.
He's so doing laps.
I've got questions. Okay. Mainly just one. What is rye? What is, like, the characteristic of rye? Like, just, like, super...
So we should know this because we've talked about it a lot.
Rye is like corn. Kind of in the way, right? Where a lot of people use it for rye whiskey, where it's kind of like a marsh that they...
Yeah, it's like...
That they, like, kind of get the corn, they kind of let it sprout a little bit, and then they take it and make the whiskey from there, right?
Yeah, I think it's like, from here, it's like a grass grown extensively as a grain, a cover crop, and a forage crop. Mostly, like, the benefits of it, I think a lot of it is, like, places use it for, like, soil texture, soil fertility, it prevents erosion. So, like, they use it on that end. But in terms of taste, you get more of that malty, toasty notes of, like, brown butter and, like, brown sugar. So I think that's why it's used in that sense. Because, you know, when you get into, like, that bourbon, a lot of people like rye and some people hate rye, right? It's that whole thing. I think it gives it more of that rich spice, herbal notes. Okay. You're going to get more of, like, a brown sugary taste. And
that really plays well into the sugar maple. Yeah, like I feel like it just kind of blends together.
Yeah, like when you barrel age it, I think they were saying like you get kind of like a vanilla and oaky taste to it. Yeah. And I think that's where when you get into the stouts, like something like this, and you're getting like a little bit of that maple characteristic, that caramel, and barrel aging it for so long. It's not really boozy. I don't get a lot of booziness from this. I get a lot of rich texture and characteristics. The body on it's nice, and we're getting such strong flavor. And it could be, too, like when I was talking about it with Heron, like when you get stuff on tap, I don't know, the carbonation, right. the temperature, too, could be a little bit too cold. It kind of, like, mutes those flavors. Yeah, it makes it a little bit more drinkable, I think, for people that don't want all that strong flavor punching you in the face so aggressively. That's where that draft characteristic would benefit. So, like, when my rating, like Dustin was saying, like, on tap, I was rating it, like, a 4 or 5. Like, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't, like, knocked out of the park. But, like, now that I'm drinking it out of this bottle right here at the ideal temperature, yeah. All the flavors are kicking. Man, I don't know how I couldn't rate it anywhere between a 4.8 and a 5. Like, that's the debate, right? Like, I've had so many 5s and honestly, so many 4.8s. Like, how do I range it? Because I'm getting all the flavors that I want.
But
I
want to rate it a 5. We've had multiple stouts now from Beer Zombies. We've had multiple stouts from Solaris. We've had multiple stouts now from Horus. We know what to expect from these guys. Yeah. And for them to bring these flavors and for it to be so predominant, I feel like that's what justifies the 5.
Oh, hey, I agree.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, we talk about this. Breweries have signature styles. They have signature.
And it's working like a melody. Yeah, it's all together.
And this right here, I don't feel like anything is stepped out of line. I feel like everything is just, like this.
Yeah, holding hands. It's a perfect cohesion of flavors. Yeah. And I agree. And that's why I said it's so tough.
I could be just glazing because those 3 are my favorite stouts to get. I know, right? But, like, honestly, like, it's America. We all have our own opinions and everything, but, like, my opinion on this is it's just a perfect 5.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
James, I know, not the biggest stout drinker. We always try to encourage you into it.
I'm going to stop you there. This is a fucking nude beach in Spain.
Hey, look at
every box this stout is saying it has, it's checked every box. Like you guys said, it is incredible. If someone's not into stouts, again, this is, we just need to pour them beer and go just
try it.
Just try it.
And that's another thing that James brings up. Such a good point is we love getting stuff like this, right? We love being able to discuss and have these, you know, little mini arguments about the beer because, yeah, the points that are brought up and to be able to show someone, like, no, it's not a stout that has no flavor or that's light or oh, it tastes like coffee. Like, yeah. This is like the perfect example of like, hey, this stout doesn't taste like coffee.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Like, we had to get Dustin over that hump of a lot of stouts are going to taste like coffee. And he learned to love them, but like this one, holy shit.
Well,
like,
no, I can't say I don't like stouts anymore.
No, I so, know. You can't.
No, I'm on the same boat as you.
Yeah.
Like, especially the stouts we get, especially. Yeah. I mean, they are just some over the top. Again, the word pinnacle. Yeah. We have a very high-end beer. So hence why we are just like nude beach in Spain and all the time, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, literally. And like, I'm glad to hear that you've came around because you were the last one out of the group to come around to stouts. I thought I was going to be the one that like held that flag down. And Heron and JB here fucking just like,
poured
hey,
it out your throat.
Hey,
drink this.
Yeah, try this. Stop being a little bitch, you know? And honestly, I'm thankful you guys pushed me out to that. But before we continue here, Heron has something that he's pulled up and
I thought he was texting me.
No, he's honestly, Heron over here has been pulling up some references of things, and I want to hear what he's got over here.
I know he's always plotting, man. You gotta watch out for this guy.
I don't know what the hell this thing is because I was like, all right, what the hell is a rye wine? Because here are the components of this thing.
Yeah.
This thing is a rye wine and an imperial stout, but. First, I don't know what the combination of, you know, whatever those two things are, but it's definitely a rye wine. And then there's an imperial stout that has the following. It's brewed with, or the imperial stout is aged in rye whiskey barrels with caramel. And then there's two types of vanilla in here, the West Papua and the Brazilian. And then there's the sugar maple spirals. So we got the rye wine plus this imperial stout with a bunch of stuff in it. And whichever combination of the two, you know, 50-50, whatever, freaking, whatever it is, I was just trying to figure out what the hell a rye wine was. And it's basically like a rye whiskey, I guess, in a way, but like kind of brewed like a beer, like a lighter whiskey or a lighter rye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still haven't figured it out. I tried looking it up. You saw how, like, I was here for like maybe 5 minutes and...
When Heron gets quiet and he's looking up his phone, it's him trying to figure out what he's trying to describe.
So maybe that's like the rye wine
spicy
part of
bread,
this,
you know, kind of
is like kind of making this more approachable, right? Maybe it's like helping lighten it up. Maybe it's giving that aspect to where, because rye whiskey, in my experience, I don't know which one is back there, but some of them, like when you taste it, I feel like. And any kind of straight up bourbon whiskey that you take is very strong, very aggressive. So maybe, I mean, that's the concept behind that rye wine, is to kind of lighten it up, keep the barrel flavor to it, and you're getting that, but to make it more approachable and to be able to drink it without being turned off by it.
And it's not a common thing, like a rye wine is just something. But it definitely has that bready character, has a little bit of spice to it, but not like so spicy like Christmas, but just like a little hint, like a little something. Yes, and then, of course, the Imperial Stout, we all know what the hell those taste like. They got them, you know, those vanillas and maple
caramel chocolate.
And,
yeah.
You know what I think what we might have to do at the end of this episode is we might have to hit up Chris or Vinny and be like, hey, what this, like... What is the rye wine? Like, help us understand it a little bit better. Because honestly, like, what Heron is saying, it makes sense. But I want to hear it from them of, like, how they came up with the concept of the rye wine into this. Because that's insane. To have it in rye barrels, rye wine, and just kind of go around. I mean, like I said, it makes this very approachable, because when you hear Imperial Stout, you think it's going to be a lot heavier, right? Or not heavier, like a little bit more thick. And like, this isn't thick at all.
Let's just, so in another point, this almost tastes like a barley wine.
Yeah.
Right? Like it almost has like, because barley wines are mostly known for like butterscotch, caramel flavors, and having a very unique taste compared to Imperial Stouts. So this is like a blend of those two flavors.
That might be what it is, except with rye.
Yeah, right?
Like
a nice little blend of the two. But yeah, that's where we kind of have to get that information from the source, right? Like, what was the vision on this? Because the fact that we're all getting these incredible flavors, textures, and trying to piece it together, it'd be nice to know
kind of the back. Like I said, we might just have to hit up Chris or Vinny when we see him tomorrow, or just DM him and be like, yo.
The boys at Solaris? Like, yeah. I think it was brewed in their facility.
Yeah, so, you guys have to, we might just have to ask them too, be like, yo, like, this is, like, I am, like, not, like,
we're lost of words.
Lost of words, but, like, this just knocks it out of the park for me. Yeah. And to hear it for James, too, like, it just knows, like, for me, it's like, all right, all the people that I had this with, all the people that, like, matter when it comes to beer opinion, all of, like, kind of glaze this just like I have, makes me feel good about it.
Yeah, it's cool because it's like, you know that it's a collab with people that we all enjoy their beers and we know that we've had multiple times on the podcast. And it's cool to see how these breweries time and time again experiment with flavors, experiment with different things, and to create unique beers that we like to bring on the podcast and share with people and talk about. And that's what gets us going, right? It's like the whole concept of this tastes completely different than something else, or like it has such a unique flavor that we want to talk about, and it gets that conversation going, and we're all amped up about it, right?
It's provocative. It's provocative. I knew you were going there. Boss so hard, motherfuckers won't find us. Sorry. Hey, find us over here. If you know the reference, you know the reference. And if you do, fucking high five, because
that shit cray.
There you go. Woo, man. All right, so we kind of already got the beer part out of this. I kind of want us to just sit up here, kind of give everybody kind of an idea of what we've been up to. Because we've been doing more of the shorter episodes because we kind of heard some of your guys' feedback of you guys just want to hear what the beer is and everything. And now we have a long-form episode. We can kind of keep you guys posted of why, like, we've been kind of posting kind of here and there and everything else. And honestly, it's, you know, life is kind of caught up to a lot of us.
Nobody has a kid yet, though. Nobody has a kid. We don't have real, like, obligations.
But last time, I don't know if we talked about this really and had James on since, I don't think, was James is a married man now.
I feel like we had one or two.
We're not blaming him, though. Yeah, like, he's been available.
She's downstairs in the kitchen.
Honestly, like, there's just been a lot going on. We've all been traveling. Heron's been busy with his lawyer things, and JB's been JBing, going to Cali, going to Utah, doing properties. And me, like, I kind of been busy.
Where are you?
Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. Life has been so crazy that we had to get, like, one of those laminated, like, calendar things.
It's like every other week you're gone to somewhere.
The adulting, right? You got to get the calendar.
And let me tell you, like, JB put one up in the apartment a while ago, and I was like, man, this guy's fucking old. Like,
stupid.
Yeah, this guy's stupid. I can keep track of this shit. And now I'm like, fuck. I talked all that shit just to end up like that.
Yeah, that's how you have to. Like, as we're getting older and everyone's getting busy.
Yeah, too, like, we've been so busy with the Ignite. They're no more, now the schedule's opened up, and now, like, they got me joining a basketball league, so, like, my Wednesdays now are crazy. But past that, like, now we're getting better at getting everything put together. We kind of all got a footing on the schedule. And, like, we wanted to say, like, sorry to you guys that we haven't kept you guys updated, but we have been at events. We've been to the St. Patrick's Day, the Beer Zombie Celebration at Tenaya Creek, their 420 event.
Yeah.
We're going to, this Sunday, we're going to go to Beer Zombie's second anniversary.
Dope.
All right.
It's pretty crazy.
You know, the person who catches the dub on the most outings and the most likely to see, who are you most likely to see out of all four of us?
Honestly,
it's a good mixture. I feel like we're all, like, good rotating because Heron's at, like, most of them.
I will say, on the day-to-day, like, if you went in on a random Wednesday, it's going to be Heron.
For sure.
And if it's an event,
It's gonna
be me and T-Bow.
It's 50-50
sure.
on my part. It's, I'm sorry. Like, I'm either on the last couple times I'm on fucking vacation or it just
stop
doesn't
taking
work.
Vacations, dog.
Bro, I'm living the dream, baby.
Hey, but I will say we have been present.
Yes, we definitely are out there supporting.
For our audience, for the ones that have seen us out, like, we appreciate you guys for saying hi to us. We love that you guys come up to us and talk to us about beer or just about sports or just about cars or just about anything. Like, we just appreciate you guys listening in. And, like, I feel bad that we haven't given you guys a proper update of, like, what's been going on. But, honestly, we can put 95% of the blame on me. Everybody else has been available.
Yeah, fucked up. No,
yeah, fuck you, bro. Fuck his availability.
Someone's got to take the heat.
I'll take the heat on that one. And I apologize to you guys that are listening for not keeping you guys updated.
But it's all good because we've been golfing, getting some things in. Oh, man, we do try to post like what we've been drinking, but we all need to do a better job of it because it's that whole thing of it's like, oh, I'm going to have this beer tonight.
Well, see, what ends up happening with me right now, I've been on this beer kick where, like, almost every Friday I go to Corey's and pick up, like, 16 beers. And, like, it's pretty bad. Corey's has just had bangers after bangers. They've been carrying Pure Project, Outer Range, a lot of Solaris. Some of the Bottle Logic stuff is, like,
Bottle Logic.
Pure Project now that they have. It's just like, oh, man, like, it's hard to go anywhere else.
Do you have any room in your fridge now? Is Gabby upset with you?
I'm going to be honest with you. She's part of the problem, too.
Oh, okay. I guess that's good.
It's just not me because now 450 has been more prevalent or more available out here.
Yes,
now with Speedy Mart and now Total Wine and Corey's. So, like, she's been picking out beer, too. Weldworks.
Weldworks.
I'm going to tell you, Weldworks has been a big kick in our household right now. We've also
The Great Notion Seltzer.
Great Notion Seltzer. Oh, man. Don't get me started with the Great Notion Seltzers. That's the best seltzer on the market right now.
Hey, Monkish without something to say about that.
Well, see, I haven't had a Monkish out here yet that's a seltzer. You keep saying,
you gotta
Monkish
go to the brewery
seltzer.
And have it.
You gotta,
Time out. Solaris made a ginger, like, seltzer thing.
Oh, that sounds awesome already.
It's fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah, the watermelon seltzer.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They do good seltzer.
And the ginger one, though. The ginger one's
where the hell are these?
It's like
at the brewery.
It's
California,
good.
Yeah.
I think they actually, like, posted something on Instagram about this ginger seltzer thing. Yeah. I think it's a seltzer. It could be a cider.
Noise or pink noise.
Yeah, yeah,
like
those are seltzers, right?
See, so that this I've had on tap in these places are great, but they don't have them in cans out here.
Tough, yeah. That's
but I will say, though,
weekend trip.
Shit, right now, like, let's get in the car, like, let's go.
I mean,
what are our obligations?
Hare and I have a concert we're going to. I'm sorry.
Well, JB,
we'll
you
reschedule.
We're off on Monday.
I just went to
I could try to call off Saturday.
Yeah.
Boss doesn't listen.
just hop in the car. Let's go. But like I was saying, like, I apologize to you guys, but we have been at events. We appreciate you guys coming up to us. I've had a couple of people approach us at Corey's, talking about the podcast, asking we're going to pop it up. Yeah. I know we do have a couple of guests that we're going to bring back on. Bruce Clues, he's been talking about how he wants to be back on. He has a couple of stories and a couple of beers that he wants to share with us. We got a couple of breweries possibly coming back on. We don't want to spoil it. Yeah. You just have to tune in.
And then, like, some other stuff we've been in. We've obviously supported the local scene. We went to Deadwood, so anyone that's into mead and all that stuff, they've been pushing out stuff to different places. They've been on tap at a lot of venues throughout the town.
A lot of interesting collaborations. And when I say interesting collaboration, we're going to say Liquid Death.
Yeah, they did a Liquid Death collab.
What? They've done Liquid Death collabs.
They did, like, a new one that we had the other time we were celebrating my birthday at my parents' house. We had it was called MPH Mango pineapple habanero mead. It was like a session style, but it was like 10%. Absolutely beautiful heat to it. Delicious tasting. And then they even remade it to be more of a session, because some people, like, 10%, holy, you could drink that and get fucked up real quick. Now that's at about like a 6%. So they've been doing some cool stuff. I love their barrel aged stuff. And then their slushies, man.
I also forgot to say we also were there on Astronomy's last day.
Yeah.
So down the street.
We were there checking it out, having a good couple beers there before, unfortunately, they closed. Now there's a couple of places that have moved around. There's new places that showed up. I mean, we did a trip where we went to Tenaya Creek, which is now part of the Beer Zombies arsenal.
And they took over that location.
Some of us post about it.
Went to Voodoo Brewing. That's over there by Liquid Diet, Arts District. We got to go visit them, have some good stuff from them.
Bad Beat moved around.
Neon Desert took over.
Las Vegas Brewing Co. moved.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Art District
still
as
haven't
well.
Been there. Still haven't
oh,
been
it's,
there.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
You went down there?
Yeah. Oh, the original up there.
Location. Well, JB and I went to the original. I haven't been to the Arts District.
I haven't been to that one yet.
Yeah. And then, what else? Cerveza had the new location open up.
Cerveza's opened up their new location up north.
Went there, yeah.
Right?
But I think the one we need to hone in on is a Deadwood. I mean, their growth, based on what we've heard, is just awesome.
Yeah, like, and I would love to see them just continue to grow. Like, their slushy style, I was just saying, they have, like, some slushes now that the heat's here that are absolutely incredible. I just tried their pina colada one the other day. Oh my god, delicious. They even have if you're into like iced coffees and stuff, they have like a really nice one that will be like, am I like a Starbucks frozen drink mixed with mead? Oh man, it's just a win-win.
Yeah.
And they've just been killing it with their barrel aged stuff now that they're getting into that. That whole program is just,
it's, I'm sure it's
off and running right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a new business now because the last time we spoke to them, what? 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, when they had them on
they
the
still,
pod.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We need to have him back on. We definitely.
Yeah, we gotta have Tom come on here. Yeah, and just update us on
everything.
Because the time that Gabby and I went, we took her sister up there because she's never been. And when we were there, we were there for maybe like an hour, just catching up and hearing all the stuff that he's got coming up, all the stuff that has been going on. And I will say, he's got possibly one of the greatest pairings that you can possibly do with either the cheeses with the meads or the chocolates with the meads. It's an experience that I would say you look at the price and you're like, oh, is it really worth it? Try it.
Yes.
It's awesome. If you want to get into the pairings of it, try it out.
And that's what's so cool about that.
And it's not just like the same stuff every time. Every couple of months, he changes it up.
Yeah, they're having new releases.
It's not even just the new releases, like new cheeses, new chocolates, new pairings, and
everything.
Like everything. And shout out to Tom for making that an experience, because let me tell you, what he's got going on up there is unique to Vegas, and I think he has a cornerstone on that.
Yeah, right also, now. Be careful. The greatest car manufacturer is, literally three steps away. Toyota.
Yeah, don't drink too
and
much
Lexus across the
there.
Street. Like, don't,
yeah.
don't get...
False.
Okay, whatever. Hey.
Hey, we know there's going to be some discussion on that. But, yeah, Dustin and I have recommended so many people to go down there, and we've all... taking new people down there, and they all love it. It's like just a great experience that even if you don't like meat or don't like sweet drinks.
My grandma, who's a dedicated wine connoisseur and wine enthusiast, was like, I don't know what meat is, but let's go. And I've taken her there three times, and all three times she's like, hey, can we come back next week?
Yeah, we've even had.
I hope you've taken her back.
I have taken her back, but it's time for me to take her back again.
Absolutely.
Was gonna
try
end up,
the new stuff.
It was gonna end up happening is hey Dustin, can we come back here in 2 weeks? And I'm gonna be like, let's do it.
It's a twice a month the grandma date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
love it.
And let me say,
she's
cherish
a goat.
That time.
That's awesome,
yeah.
Aaron, quick question: does meads and sequoias go well together? The pairings.
The what?
Meads and sequoia.
I mean, sequoia.
Or is it tundra?
Actually, you're not supposed to be drinking and having cars, so like.
Drink enough to buy a car because it's across the street.
That's dangerous. I mean.
When we go there, we have to keep an eye on Heron, because if Heron disappears, we find
he's bought a new Toyota, baby.
Hey, we're looking at Land Cruiser. We're looking at the new 4Runner. Like, those things are beautiful.
Well, Heron, I'm going to be honest with you. You've been talking about this 4Runner now for, the last 2 years.
Probably,
And
it's pretty cool. We saw when we were out
there. Wait, no. We didn't see the 4Runner. 4Runner's not, menu or even pre-men yet.
I will say, out of Lancruiser. Everybody that I that's know what I'm that thinking buys about, yeah. Toyotas, Heron was the first one to talk about the 4Runners. Now everybody that I know that likes Toyotas is following Heron. So I want to say congratulations to starting a trend here, man.
Dude, he's the Toyota, OG hipster.
Toyota's just incredible.
Hey, yeah, mine has 210,000. You have
355.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, my Kia outside has 113,000 miles. All right.
Okay, I'm getting on what my BMW has.
800
miles on it. Hey!
We'll see if it lasts.
Yeah, we'll see if it lasts.
Yeah, we'll see if it lasts. Yeah,
and 25,000 miles, he'll be getting a new one.
or it's going to get totaled.
No.
Hey, you can't put that out there. You got to knock
off. Here.
Who's your personal injury attorney?
This guy.
Call Heron.
But we're going to end this off here. We're going to finish these bottles off of the podcast. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Like I said, I apologize for not keeping you guys updated with what's been going on. And until the next time, cheers.
Cheers. Have a good one.
Yep. Cheers.